From the heart of Europe to the world, this is RTI.
EW to his friends, Eric Wiltshire.
Welcome back to part two of Postcard from Pop Rap with me, Eric Wiltshire, and the lovable Lee Banks today. Mark will be back with us next week. He's away this week. We've got a week of disaster news.
I know. I'd just like to point out that, ladies and gentlemen, that I am now the lovable Lee Banks because Mark's not here. what a little tinker, eh?
I know. Double dip looming for the UK.
Well, I don't think it's looming. I think we're in it. I think we've double dipped. But it just surprises me. The figures show that we've done this double dip. That actually is in itself not that scary, because it's something that will be over. We'll double dip and most people won't even notice.
Well, that's what I was going to say, because I would have thought, people aren't looking at this properly. Number one, we've got the Queen's Jubilee coming up. Yeah. Which everybody wants to get involved in. And if you don't want to get involved in it and you live in the UK, leave. Simple as that. Just leave. Because she's the boss of the UK. If you don't like it, leave. Simple as that. So the Queen's Jubilee is coming up. And also the Olympics is coming up, where there'll be an awful lot of social spending going on. So I think that maybe that 0.02% is just people saving up for the summer. And when you bear in mind good old Charlie from Pimlico Plumbers, who's actually a really nice guy.
I know, I've met him.
He's wonderful.
He's lovely.
He's talking about 1,500 jobs being created in the construction industry. A whole bunch of other things going on. Heathrow's growing. This, that and the other's working. There's more people doing this. There's more housing contracts. There's more, the Far East companies are opening up or extending factory life in the UK. It kind of says to me that, yet again, these so-called experts of the economy have no idea.
Well, it strikes me this way, right? And I know I'm an old curmudgeon and I see conspiracies everywhere and I get on my high horse and I'm red top and everything. But it's a very simple fact that it is well known in Britain that George Osborne has not managed to yet to implement at least 90% of the Chancellor's plans to make cuts on the British economy.
Mm-hmm.
So to go into a double dip. And it's going to a double dip by what, 0.2%? Excuse me. Mm-hmm. And it just means that all of a sudden, this incredibly, ludicrously, stupidly arrogant government can say, oh my God, it's like the fuel crisis all over again that never was, like the fuel strike that never was. All of a sudden, they can say, right, we'll have to put all these cuts into it, and they will make life more and more miserable for the general British public. And like you say, there are headlines. We did a little experiment just to see what sort of headlines were floating around about the real truth of the British economy. And we found at least 60 out of one day that were saying how well the construction industry and its adult were doing in this country.
Thanks, Charlie, by the way. You were the inspiration to that one. And it just flies in the face of all these so-called economic experts who tell you one thing. In fact, do you know what? There was a lot of chastising of the media last time round when the whole thing started to fall apart. And people saying, if the media had shut up, then it wouldn't have been as bad as it was, which I suppose to some degree is not so far from the truth. What I'm going to add to that is, if these numpties that bring out these reports saying this country can only be graded at that, this country can only be graded at that, blah, 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 blah. Actually, we should get rid of a lot of them. Because if it didn't happen, there wouldn't be an alleged news story. And then the positive news might get out.
But that's what I'm saying. Positive news has got out. There it is. It's there in black and white. I'll just pick this one out of all these headlines that we found. All out of one day. right? Mm. A house building boom would create 200,000 new jobs for this country. 200,000 new jobs out of one industry, one sector of this building. And the house building boom is there and waiting to happen. All that's stopping it at the moment is this absolute abject uncertainty about the economy, which is being created by a government which invents crises to try and swell its own coffers. It is ludicrous, and this government needs putting up against the wall and shooting.
Back to Tosca again.
And Jeremy Clarkson.
And Jeremy Clarkson. Let's move on to Google, which I think should have a subheading here, Lee. I think there should be definitely a subtitle to this one. It should say, "No sex, please, we're British."
Well, in a way, yeah, but I just think this is absolutely shameful. That Google, I have another story which hopefully will come out on Google as well next week. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a really good show next week. Yeah. But this one is very simple. One of Google's policy analysts has said that it isn't Google's fault that children in the world are involving themselves with pornography on the internet. It's the parents' fault.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
No, that's like the cigarette. That's like the tobacco industry.
Wait a minute. Whoa. This is where they've made a mistake.
Ooh.
As per usual, the numpties that don't understand technology have made a mistake.
Who?
Google.
Are you meaning me?
No, absolutely not. Because I don't consider you a techie. And to be honest, boys and girls, I wouldn't let Lee tune my pushbike bell.
That means at least I'm not a numpty.
You're not a numpty. let's just have a little look at this.
No,
Google,
I don't agree.
Says porn is not their problem. Now, Lee is not a techie. He's not a backyard dish freak. He's not an anorak, as the British call them. He's a normal, regular consumer.
Yeah.
So let's just have a little test.
Go on, then.
Google is a search engine for looking up stuff on the internet. It's like the indices of a library, correct?
Yes, I agree.
Are there any other indices?
I agree. I know exactly what you're saying. But there is a simple fact that because Google is in the position of controlling the world or heading towards becoming a controller of the world, that it has a responsibility. And for it to say that, all right, you can use our engine and you can use it to find anything you want, there should be something put in place to make sure that certain things can't be found on the internet. Right. And Google have that responsibility to blame the parents.
If a parent leaves a car running and it moves away because the teenager thinks it'd be fun to pretend they're dad, is that Ford's fault?
Well, I can see your point, and I think the point you're making is valid, but let's look at it this way, right?
Well, okay, now I'll give you some tech.
No, hang on, let me make my point.
Oh, go on, then. Right?
The tobacco industry, right, have a product, which it is known that it kills you,
yes.
Right? And they say, we create this product and it is going to destroy your lives. It's going to cost you a fortune and then it's going to waste your life.
Right.
It's going to kill you in a horrendous fashion.
Right.
It's up to you whether you buy it.
Of course.
Well, they are putting it there before the people who may be weak enough or silly enough to actually carry on buying it. And that's
so basically what you're saying is, boys and girls, what he's basically saying is, I'm weak and silly. Thank you very much.
No, I'm not saying you're weak and silly, because I have a fatal attraction towards tobacco as well, as you well know. And I tend to beat it most of the time. But
let's go back to a bit of sanity.
There is no sanity when you're talking about Google.
If you come and watch terrestrial television in Slovakia, late at night, you will see parts of young ladies' anatomy which are uncovered on the television. That doesn't mean to say that Slovakia is a completely divorced of any kind of morality in terms of a country. In fact, the exact opposite. Yeah?
Yeah, I'm not laughing at that. I'm just laughing at the thought I had. Sorry.
No,
I agree. Yes, I agree.
Yeah, on British television,
you could switch it off.
You don't have that. Equally,
no. I tell you what, something about English television.
No, wait a minute. Let me finish, because this is googly stuff. The fact is, if you put certain slang terms for parts of ladies' anatomies into Mr. Google, nothing comes out. It doesn't show you any suggestions whatsoever.
If you look at the
drop down box on the side of the screen, you can choose a sort of more friendly word.
I'm going to have a go. We saw.
You can. There's a little drop down box that comes up with the suggestions of entries. And on Google, that drop down box doesn't produce anything. So they are doing their bit. They are doing their bit already. So the Sun Agony aunt obviously doesn't understand what the heck's going on. Equally, as I said, you know, you don't leave a gun in the house with children with bullets in it. It's the responsibility of the parents to make sure that, A, when they are using the internet, they're not doing it to waste homework time. They're not sitting on Facebook all the time. They're not sitting on chat rooms all the time, where you do get some bad people. And equally, it's up to the parent to put the right software tools on there to make sure the kids aren't doing it anyway.
It's quite peaceful. But why can't the simple everything you're saying is right, Eric. Right. But what you are actually doing is denuding Google of any responsibility towards this world.
What will happen, Lee, is instead of the words, the pornographic words that are used.
I've just entered some pornographic words on here, and nothing that I wouldn't have expected to come up has come up.
Right. Now, what I'm saying is, if it is that people want to put this content on the internet, they will call it Lee Banks Apples. All right? And then the word will get around that Lee Banks
not
Apples...
Not plums.
Not plums, no, on purpose. The word will get around that that is a pseudonym for pornography. Now,
just
a second. Somebody will do that, and they will put apples in, and a child will inadvertently put apples in. And I'll tell you what, the way that Google are working very, very hard at the moment on this, and it's very rare for me to defend them, is such that they're even looking at the images on sites to make sure they're not nude, naughty images. And in certain cases where the sites are very, very, very improper, they're actually ripping that out completely of anybody stumbling over it by accident at all.
I think you're defending Google in such a way that you're making them sound like the bastions of virtue.
No, they're not bastions of virtue. They're not.
They don't care. They don't care. They make a fortune out of pornography. There is no doubt about it. There is no argument about it. Google makes a fortune out of pornography that they allow us people, generally, not you and I, to access.
Right.
That's how they do it. And they should be forced to have some control over it.
I would suggest to you that the volume of advertising revenue into Google, and I don't know this, Lee, I don't, but I would suspect that the majority of advertising revenue directly into Google is higher than that which they would get from click-throughs on porn-related sites.
Maybe it is, but they're still making a fortune out of it.
And therefore, they are not stupid, Google, because they make lots of money. Therefore, it's in their own best interest to kind of find the happy medium in the middle and avoid when you're looking at, I don't know, say you're looking for baby clothes or something like that, to actually make sure when you put that in as a search, the advertisers come up like Mothercare and everybody else, but nothing untoward comes up with it. And as far as I'm aware, there's been an odd couple of mistakes where other people have been manipulating the words. But other than that, Google do that. Now, that's not to say...
You're not answering the point, which is very simple.
Because the main point is that if they go into this ridiculous scenario of getting an MP's inquiry going, all the money they're going to spend on that, which will end up as millions, they would be better off to spend that millions in educating mummy and daddy on how the internet works so they can make sure that Johnny and Joanna are not on the internet for these type of reasons, and also not spending all night on other sorts of Facebook chit-chats about fresh air and nothing, and actually getting the kids outside and doing stuff in the garden.
Here's a salutary story, right? in two sentences, right? A mate of mine says that porn's ruined his life, and that's because simple things like this, right? His boiler's gone, and he's scared to death of calling a plumber.
Yeah.
That was a joke.
Yeah.
You could have laughed at that.
No. So I mean, I'm not dissing anything you said. I can assure you I'm not. But I would say it would be a lot better if some of the government quangos that are out there, and they are quangos, they're not doing a lot. Yeah. Those government quangos should put budget into educating the kids or the parents, because there's another factor in here. When school children are sent home from school saying, this is your homework, Google it and get the answer.
Yeah, but that's wrong as well, because Correct. Google doesn't have all the answers.
Google has no answers.
Absolutely, 100%. And most of the information you get on Google is wrong.
Thank you. Well, not all of it, but some of it. So, therefore, you need to put those constraints in on the front end and educate some parents. Notwithstanding, I think you should educate the teachers as well, because they know damn all about it as well. So much so that instead of the answer being X, it becomes Y, which is correct. And the kids need to be trained to understand the media a bit, because there's so much of it out there. They need to know Lee Banks' Red Top newspaper might be slightly different to Eric's Middle of the Road newspaper.
I don't think you're middle of the road at all. I think you are totally reactionary.
Total cheap. which stays in the same context, because there is a cry to give the police the ability to end cybercrime on the net as well.
Well, I think this is a good one. I think this is really good. But again, it's just a drop in the ocean, isn't it? That the police have actually managed to clamp down on a credit card scam, a worldwide credit card scam.
Yeah.
But again, the thing that really upsets me about this is the fact that these criminals, were selling our private lives to other criminals for as little as £2. That's what the internet's done. That has cheapened our privacy so much that it is worth a couple of quid now.
Could be. HSBC are to axe 2,000 jobs.
Well, yeah, good on them. About time they got rid of some of these idiots who actually destroyed the world.
Oh, don't. Did you see that statement from Barclays yesterday? Drove me round the bend.
Go on, tell me which one.
Basically, they're saying, we should listen to our shareholders more, but we're still going to carry on doing the same thing anyway. Hello, the shareholders are your bosses. They own your company. If they all sell the shares tomorrow, you'll have a bag of chips for the rest of the week to eat, people.
Can I just chuck one in here very quickly as well, right? I got a letter off my building society, right?
Mm.
2 days ago, telling me that the interest rate on my mortgage was being increased. Now, I only have a very small mortgage, ladies and gentlemen, because I was quite astute some years ago and paid most of my mortgage off. But it has increased my mortgage by 25%. In my case, that's just a few quid. It doesn't matter. But 25% increase on the average mortgage to the average people in Britain today has put their mortgage repayments up by about 125 to £150 a month.
That's
at a time where we can't move. And
Excuse me, the bank rates have not moved. The bank rate's not gone up. So I think they should wake up and smell the coffee. We're going to move on to Lee is exposing the money group in Cornwall. How stupid are they? And
I
will play the part of the money group.
A bit of role play
on the telephone call. Ring, 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 ring. Oh, so that's going too far. Hi, can I speak to Andrea, please?
Who's calling?
She's on our database.
Well, so's most of the country on your database, isn't it?
Oh, yes, but they're not all in debt.
And that is where I decided I would investigate the money group from Cornwall. What an outrageous thing for an organisation that patently deals with people who deals with people's finances. What an outrageous, damaging, fallacious statement to have made to somebody they didn't even know who I was.
There is a little stern warning here to telephone companies. you don't always know who's going to be the on the end of the telephone that you're calling.
Abso-blinking-lutely.
And there could be an Eric, there could be a Lee, and in both cases, if you do something stupid, we will jump on the phone, get to the press office, and lambast you.
Yeah, and talk about you on the air. Yeah. In this case, things are a bit different, I must say.
This is the money group in Cornwall that started off with a very bad appraisal, and you're suggesting it's now going to change.
Yeah, and ladies and gentlemen, I must say, while we were doing that little bit of scriptology there, it was my fault. I changed the script in the middle, which threw Eric a little bit. I was just doing a bit of what's it like Marlon Brando. You couldn't do it. No, the money group, right, they did that. They told me that my partner, Andrea, was in debt, and that's why they were phoning. I know that she isn't in debt, so I was a bit shocked and a bit angry about it. So I phoned this company, thoroughly expecting to get the reaction off this company that you generally get off companies like this, which is to say all sorts of nefarious things, to threaten with suing us and all sorts. But you know what this company actually did?
This is the Money Group in Cornwall.
The Money Group in Cornwall, right. They took the person to task who had made the phone call and made the allegation about Andrea's situation, financial situation. Mm-hmm. They've disciplined the person. They've explained the error of his ways to him. They've gone through a whole process. They phoned Andrea and apologised. They phoned me and apologised. They've said that this is something that they would not condone in any way, shape or form. They're writing to Andrea. They're actually going to, I think, send her a bunch of flowers too. And what this actually means is that finally, once in the years that we've been doing this program, we've actually come across a telephone sales company which has good old-fashioned values. They made a mistake and they put it right away. Well done, the Money Group in Cornwall.
Yeah, but that's only one. We've got about another million to go yet.
Yeah, we'll do them all one way or the other. Yeah. We are watching you.
This is horrendous. A girl aged one was married to a boy aged 3.
Yep.
I cannot even believe I've just read that out. I'm shocked. The fact is, Eureka has happened in that the laws jumped in. Go on, Lee.
Well, this is in Rajasthan, in India. And like I keep saying, I was over there last year. And it is a terrible place in many ways.
Excuse me, you didn't name drop the fact that you reported on stuff on the BBC as well, did you?
No, I did. I reported stuff on the BBC from there too.
Yes.
In so many ways, it's such a tragic place because of the poverty that is there. And unfortunately, children's lives are seen in certain areas of across India as a whole, actually, as a commodity.
Mm.
It's a country that's so poor that everything has to have some sort of value to perpetuate the family's way of life.
Right.
And the children are seen as that. And that's where they come up with these arranged marriages. But this particular arranged marriage, the girl was 1 and the boy was 3. Now, the girl was 18, I think it was last month. And the family, the parents of the boy came to collect her so that the marriage could now continue. This girl didn't even know that she'd been married at 3 and that there was a contract on the rest of her life, which had been signed, sealed and delivered. And they went to court. They went to court. And as Eric said, the court has annulled that marriage.
Brilliant. Absolutely right.
I think
right.
That's incredible. But this is the truth of what actually happens in these deprived countries. And it's so tragic because India is such a wonderful, wonderful place. And yet this kind of thing still goes on. And hopefully this case will actually change the attitudes, or will go a bit or some way to changing the attitudes towards arranged marriages.
Absolutely. I've been banging on about this next subject, about mobile phones, for so long. And the reason I bang on about it is I have a modest level of technology training in terms of physics. Thank you, Mr. British Telecom, and various other electronic areas. Now, the one thing you can't do is change the laws of physics.
Yeah.
And yet people have well, almost religiously, try to suggest that they can break the laws of physics and mobile phones are the ones that can do it.
Yeah.
So why? yet another... I don't know why. Yet another report's been done into whether or not your head's about to explode if you use a mobile phone.
Well, yeah, I know. But how do you know it's right?
Well, the fact is, if you got a piece of technology measuring equipment and stuck it alongside a computer, a television, a microwave, most washing machines, even a chip fryer these days, mm-hmm. there'll all be some form or level of radio frequency originating from that device. Even, you know, these electronically timed machines that make you an orange drink in the morning.
They've got. So, yeah, but I'd have to say that means that we are all doomed.
Possibly. No. And the other reason why I'm going to say no, you're wrong, is that there are people who live and have been living for many, many years before mobile phones, as it goes, alongside good old transmitters like Crystal Palace in the middle of London, or the south of London.
And plenty of other places. I remember doing stories on these people who live next to transmitters or live under power lines.
And there was nothing wrong. It never worked, which reminds me, actually, they turned off the analogue television in London this week.
Oh, that poor analogue. She's had an awful life, hasn't she? And that's the final blow.
That's the final bit. And yet, they're banging on about mobiles. And the thing you can't use one in the car. I understand the safety reasons, but that seems a bit stupid because it's a mobile phone. or if you're in my car, what happens is the phone rings and you push the button, not on the phone. The phone can be lying around. In fact, I don't even take my phone out of my bag when I'm in the car. I just leave it in the boot or trunk. And
he's always got an elephant with him, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right. And that was for our American colleagues. The fact is, the phone goes and it comes up on the screen and it says, Lee's phoning, at which point I don't answer.
Well, that's because I don't phone him.
or other people phone and I do answer. You don't need to have a phone in your hands to do this sort of thing. And the technology is so low cost these days. I'll actually tell you, happily, that the radio in question that I used to do that was €125. So it's not outside of anybody's reach if they've got a car to put a radio in.
I don't care. They still say, the Health Protection Agency still says that we need to continue to monitor what is happening inside our brains because of mobile phones. You might want to defend it to the hill, but there is still the fact that there is a danger of walking out with some kind of electronic equipment pressed up against your brain nearly all day, every day of your life.
If you've seen Lee in the computer, then you better turn that one off as well. But the fact of the matter is, there is nothing to prove. There's an awful lot of scientific evidence, not from these idiots who get a grant from a government to say it's bad, but from the real laws of physics that have yet to be proven wrong. And until they do, I'm happy with my mobile phone. On that happy point, boys and girls, we've got to say goodbye. Say goodbye, Lee.
Bye-bye, everybody.
See you soon. Bye-bye.
From the heart of Europe to the world, RTI.